Hello. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. I'm looking for the beautiful Gigi Dior.
You're speaking to her. Hello, hello.
Okay. Round of applause, first off, for Gigi Dior. Let me point out one thing. Joe, before the show, I have to admit, I have to come clean.
I know.
I did my research.
You did.
I masturbated to a Gigi Dior movie today. Phenomenal film. Well,
thank you. Which video did you watch?
I don't know the name of it offhand because I didn't look at the title. All I looked at was you. Playing a, you were, I don't know if you were a mom or a stepmom.
Wow.
Okay, because they didn't make that actually accurate during the film. But let me tell you right now. Your son watched you. You stuck a dildo with a suction cup to a toilet.
Okay.
And then you started, you started fucking yourself on the toilet. Yeah. And what's a stepson to do? Because I'm going to say he's your stepson. Okay. What's a stepson to do other than masturbate to his stepmom, who is, you know, masturbating herself on the toilet, Billy?
Yeah.
So when that happens, thank you. My penis got hard just thinking about it. So then what happens is she, of course, you know, Joe, as anyone would do, if you're a hot stepmom like Gigi Dior is.
Very pretty.
You're very gorgeous, first off. The stepson decides it's a great time to grab his stepmommy's titties.
Yes.
Because she was naked on the toilet.
I would do it.
And then on top of all that, she decides to say, no, no, we can't do this. By the way, you're bigger than your father. No, we can't do this. No. And then, Joe, as if she's trying to stop the words from coming out of her mouth, she says, no, we can't do it. Next thing you know, the cock is in her mouth.
How can that happen?
She's performing fellatio.
Yeah.
She's hanging out there and already doing the turkey gobble in the movie.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there with nothing but enjoyment.
I can imagine.
Because, and that's only one part of the movie. There's a whole bunch of scenes, Joe. I kind of held out to the second scene to come.
Okay.
It was good.
I'm very happy you enjoyed it. I'm impressed you made it to the second scene.
Dude,
so,
you're fucking impressed. I'm fucking impressed. You know, like, because there's
kudos
a...
Kudos to you.
Yeah, because thank you. Because you're now my stepmom as well, and I enjoy that.
Yeah.
My whole thing.
I was told at Exotica that I am now one of the favorite stepmoms.
Oh, you are
definitely.
And I'm not knocking Gigi at all. I didn't know all of Gigi's work. I've heard the name, and trust me, I've I'm not gonna lie. Didn't know her by name. Yep. Masturbated to her before, knew I was going to jerk off to her again.
You're the one.
Saw the film today. She has a slew of videos you can friggin' see.
Mm-hmm.
She's very talented.
Yeah.
She's won awards for being a super duper MILF. She has won a Cam Girl Awards.
Oh,
she's
wow.
She is a phenomenal figure in the world of adult business and everything else. She is.
Well, thank you.
You're quite welcome. Thank you very much. And also,
Thank you.
A little secret between me, you, and our giant audience, you're fucking hot.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Just keep that between me and you. Yeah, she's
okay, that'll be our little secret.
Yeah, that's a little secret that you're fucking hot. She is so, Joe, tonight, Joe, after the show.
Yeah.
Okay, after we all leave, please don't do it now. I want you to watch a Gigi Dior movie.
I'll make it a point.
I want you to jerk off to Gigi Dior in honor of Spanksgiving and Gobblesgiving, which she's going to help us out with in a minute or so.
Cool.
But yes, most definitely an amazing, first off, and here's another thing, Joe. You know like when they suck at acting?
Yeah.
And like it throws you out of the porno.
I know. Well, you and I both love scenarios.
Yes, I love porn with a plot.
Yeah, exactly.
Love porn with a plot. And that's the thing.
Yeah.
Watching this movie, there was a plot.
Yeah.
The whole plot was that the father got arrested or some shit for a bar fight.
Okay.
And he was spending the week in jail or some shit.
Rightfully
and
so.
Of course, what's a fucking stepson to do? But, you know, try to bang his stepmom. I understand that scenario. I wish one day to live that scenario.
I want to tell you.
But, you know, my father has passed away. He didn't remarry and have a stepmom. that I would get to fuck Joe. So I have to live vicariously through, of course, Gigi Dior.
Yeah.
You see, that's how it works. I have to jerk off to America's stepmom, Gigi Dior. That's what I had to do. You
are. That's got to be every son's dream, to have his father remarry a fox about his own age, you know?
And, Joe, she's not just a fox. She's got a very small frame. Like, you could pick her up and put her in your pocket if you need to. But on top of it, her tit, you have giant. How big are your boobs? You have D cups. Absolutely, right?
They're 32 triple D, yeah.
32 triple D, Joe.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Like, this beautiful, small, little, wasted, like, waif of a woman, I would say, but with giant knockers. Giant knockers. They're huge. Go ahead. You talk first, and I'll jump in. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. They're 800 cc's. I just upgraded this past year, so they're about 800 cc's. So I went from about 350 to 800. So, yeah, they're pretty large.
They're huge. They're so nice. And I was just telling Billy before, I'm not even like a tit guy. I'm more of an ass man, which, by the way, she has a scrumdiddlyumptious ass. Scrumdiddlyumptious.
Thank you.
I would definitely, I know Ricky's not here to say it, Joe, but I would eat her ass. I would definitely eat her ass.
I
have to fill in for Ricky. He's our show ass eater, and he's not here tonight. So I feel like I have to explain to the beautiful Gigi Dior that I would eat her ass. I would eat her ass fucking good.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome, and I thank you for having such a scrumdiddlyumptious ass.
Well, thank you for that compliment. I love delivering on all my assets for you. Thank you.
Now, when you by the way came from the world, you were on infomercials and all the and TV stuff that you've done. You did stuff in music videos and TV shows. Like I said, infomercials, all this stuff. Did anybody while you were working, because you're a piece of ass, try to hit on you? Like, when you were like, did anyone try to, like, going, wow, she's so fucking hot.
Of course.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I'm asking her, Joe. I'm not asking you. I'm saying I would have hit on her, yeah, of course.
Yeah, I think a couple auditions. I was so young and, like, I'm really bad at, like, picking up when people are hitting on me. Like, it's actually pretty sad. I'm really bad when I'm, like, unless they're, like, blatantly obvious, like, I want to eat your ass. Like, I can't tell
you. Yeah, see, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I was going to say, how am I doing?
Yeah, that would do it, yeah.
How am I doing?
Yes, I've heard you, so you're doing well. You're
doing
well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So, but yes, there were times where, like, I would be, like, leaving set, and guys would be like, hey, do you want to grab food after? Or, like, do you want to, like, this was before, like, shooting content days, so it'd be like, hey, can you give me a ride back, like, to the city or back to New Jersey after or whatever. So, yeah, there were definitely, like, looking back, like, with my world of wisdom at this point, I think there were definitely opportunities and definitely times where male co-stars were hitting on me, but I was so oblivious. I was just like, oh, look at me. Okay, yeah, sure, I'll give you a ride back in my sports car.
Come on, get in the car. Come on. I drive a stick. Let me grab the top of your stick. What's funny about this show, because we're just a weird fucking show in general.
I think so.
Not only are we talking to the Fleshbot Award for Cam Model of the Year 2023. Mm-hmm. Not only are we talking to a woman that I have masturbated to today, but in our chat room, all right, one of our female listeners, friend of the program, her name is Tater Tot, a.k.a. Trish.
Oh, yeah.
Tater Tot would like to know, where do you buy your bras? Because she can never find cute ones that fit, and she has giant titties, too.
So the secret is I don't generally wear them when I'm not working. Now that I have, like, the internal bra and all that good stuff, I wear a lot of, like probably sports bras and stuff. 'Cause if I'm not on set, I'm just in, like, sweats and hoodies. So, but as far as my other stuff, I do a lot of shopping on Shein. I do, Adore Me fits me really well, and I just got a couple sets from Honey Birdette, and they are, if she hasn't tried them, I know it's super expensive, but if you want to feel like your boobs are getting a nice, like, firm hug and, like, you're held in all the right places, Honey Birdette is definitely where it's at. So it's definitely on the upper price tag, but it's worth it when you feel so, like, tight and secure. So
I care.
But it's not easy. It's definitely not easy because my band size is so tiny and the cup size is so large. So I do a lot of sport bras. Unfortunately, they're not cute when I'm not on set.
I'm pretty sure they're fucking cute. This is you're a tremendously hot. This is what I'm saying about women. I don't think women understand how hot a pair of sweatpants and a t-shirt is. If you're a hot chick,
well, guys will love that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you're a hot chick, can you imagine, first off, the beautiful Gigi Dior, Joe, walking around in a sports bra and probably some fucking tight-ass little fucking loose, you know, fucking Lululemon fucking Spanx kind of, you know, tight. Her ass is fucking held in and everything else is beautiful.
Yeah.
Do you understand how hot you probably look? And she's like, I just threw this on. This is from the hamper.
That's the whole thing, a casual look.
That's what I'm wearing right now is I have on a pair of black leggings and a white sports bra and just like a zip-up, like, you know, cozy hoodie. And
well, now I have pre-cum.
That's all it takes.
Now I have pre-cum. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks
You're
a
welcome.
Lot. This is please send pictures. Yeah. All right, so we have work to do. We can't just be talking about how fucking great you are.
That's true.
For Christ's sake.
Aw, thank you.
GG.
God.
Lainey in the Facebook Live suite. Mwah! We love you, Lainey. Thank you. And also, yes, she is always gorgeous. You were absolutely correct. And everyone else is dropping their pants right now because you just described what you were wearing, which is a wonderful thing. You are, I'm not even saying it yet again because Billy might give me the look. Yeah, Billy might give me the fucking look that he's like, oh, you're kissing her ass. I would really kiss her ass, Billy. That's not the point. But the point of I'm not kissing her ass just because she's on her phone. She is by far. Because, like, you know how, like, Joe, we've talked about this. We were just talking about how, number one, she can act.
Yeah.
That's number one. If you're fucking hot, the porn can suck. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
Oh, you're so much bigger than your father.
What are you doing?
Oh, you failed out of the class? Well, I got something you can do for extra credit. I mean, like, if you don't...
Hey, leave my acting style alone.
Yeah, then you're acting like a piece of driftwood, like Billy. That's not exactly going to get me hard. It's going to throw me out of the thing.
Right.
That's number one. So you are a true thespian. That's a lesbian with a lisp. A true thespian. And then on top of all that, you're a piece of ass. You are gorgeous. You are actually one of... That's why you were in TV and infomercials and all those things. You are a beautiful woman to look at. So it's the grand package, Joe. That's what I'm looking for in a MILF. I'm looking for a girl with a waist that small and tits that big and a face that beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Who, by the way, Joe, in the movie that I watched,
she
was nice enough to let her stepson finish in her mouth.
Oh, there you go.
What a doll.
Of course.
What a doll.
Of course.
Well, there are some girls that don't do that. Waste not one, not.
We
but
don't waste that shit.
No, absolutely. Trust me, I shot it on my phone. So I understand. I tried to get you to eat it through my phone. It didn't work. It didn't work. Billy, want to hold my phone?
First, ironically.
Oh, yeah, of course. Amazing. Anyway.
The next person that answers your phone might need an antibacterial wipe.
No, the phone's just going to stick to their face. It's fine.
Right, exactly.
He uses it when he's driving. Hands free.
Hands free, everybody. Let me just turn on my penis.
There we go.
There you go. All right. So now we have work to do. All right. Besides the fact that Gigi Dior is fucking hot, besides that she's an award-winning cam girl, besides all that, besides that she's in right now a tube top and beautiful leggings, and she's just so anyone at home can imagine what this MILF looks like right now. Besides all that, we have business to attain to, business to freaking get to right now. It's Gobbles Giving. Now, do you understand what Gobbles Giving means? Do you understand what you're supposed to be doing?
I have been, I think, run through a little bit. I'm supposed to be talking like I have member in my mouth.
Yes, you're going to have a penis in your mouth during the oral sex.
Well, I just happen to have one here in my hand, so we'll
motherfucker.
Comes prepared. That's good.
Comes prepared. All right, so now...
I don't even need to just pretend. So.
No, you don't need to pretend. It's a nice penis in her fucking hand, Billy. I'm going to imagine that it's mine. Okay, Billy? So if I'm just going to disrobe the lower half. You guys won't see it on camera. Don't worry about that. Now, we will have you perform fellatio, or as we like to call it here on the show, Phil-latio. And because he's our favorite friend. Phil-latio is everybody's friend.
Oh, yes.
So now what you do is you perform fellatio, and then while it's in your mouth, we're gonna get you some, we're going to hear the blowjob, so make sure the phone is right up to your fucking mouth. Then, on top of that, during the blowjob, I might randomly call for a turkey gobble. So let me hear, before you put the penis in, can you do a turkey gobble for me?
That's
perfect.
Great.
That's perfect.
That's really good.
That is perfect.
Okay.
Okay, so now, let me get the festivities going. I have to do the official music, Joe, which is, of course, the theme from Peanuts.
Here we go.
In honor of the holiday. All right, now, let us begin Gobblesgiving with the one and only Gigi Dior. Please start sucking the cock that you have near you right now, please.
Gobble, 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 gobble.
Now start sucking the penis. Put that phone right up to the to your mouth. There you go. That's a good girl. All right. So now during that, I would like to hear a gobble while the cock is in your mouth, please. That's good. That's good. Okay. So here we go. We're gonna need a long suck into two back-to-back gobbles. Are you prepared?
I am.
All right. This is a long suck, back-to-back gobbles. Gigi Dior, please go ahead. Why does this also make me laugh and turn me on, Bill?
Tell you,
what the fuck? What is wrong with me? What is wrong with me?
We are all sick fucks.
And she's loving it too, Billy. This is, of course, Spanksgiving. It's Gobblesgiving right now.
Giving, yes.
Oh, this is how the Indians met the Pilgrims. This is how they met each other.
Sure.
All right, so here we go. Let's finish. Yes, I would love to poke your hotness. All right, so here we go. All right, so we got to end this in the right way.
Okay.
I would like. Here's what you're going to do. Just give me a nice, start sucking his dick. Just give me a nice one. And then randomly, I'm going to say gobble. And then I need you to alternate into gobbles. Are you ready?
You got it.
All right, here we go. Joe, let's go. Gigi Dior, go ahead. Gobble. Gobble! God, I love you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, round of applause for Gigi Dior. I can't even make her do more than that. That was perfect. You can't even do better at fucking Gobblesgiving than what is going on at this exact moment.
That was a good
And I remember they actually, Joe, I don't know, it's a little known fact.
Yeah.
Do you remember the movie Pocahontas from Disney?
Yeah, sure.
They cut out the whole Gobblesgiving
scene.
They cut it right out.
Why did they do that?
Because they're just censoring everything nowadays.
I think
Walt has lost his rocker.
All the good stuff.
Yeah, they took out all the good stuff.
Yeah.
God, did John Smith
Walt
is sitting there.
So disappointed.
Oh my God, it's horrible. The tragedy that is the Gobblesgiving.
Yes.
Who brought it back? Gigi Dior brought it back tonight. That's who brought it back.
Well done, Gigi.
Well done.
Thank you.
Round of applause. Jesus. Everyone start clapping. That was good. That was good dick suckery.
Woo!
Yes.
Right. Now, for those who actually want to find more material on her, more information, how do they go about that?
Yes, Gigi, this is the part where you plug as I clean up my penis from coming. Please. Plug away, my love.
You clean up your stuffing while I plug.
Thank you.
All right. So You can find me on Instagram at Gigi Dior, GigiDiorSFW. My Twitter is Gigi as seen on TV. Mm-hmm. And you can find me during the week on Chatterbait at my Gigi Dior. And then the good stuff is always found on my OnlyFans at The Real Gigi Dior. And don't forget to look me up on Pornhub. And when you find me, hit that subscribe button so you get updates on all my new videos on Pornhub at Gigi Dior.
Cool. Now, Gigi, would it be possible that tonight, yeah, say, like, if you did, like, a cam session or whenever you actually, mm-hmm, do your cam session or even on your OnlyFans, how would you... doing a video just randomly for, mm-hmm, your fans of you doing Gobblesgiving. It's a Thanksgiving special. Yeah. just to give it away for the fans.
I'll do a ham radio tribute later tonight for you,
terrific,
and I'll have Lainey send it over.
Oh, God. You know how much I love you? Do you understand how much I love you?
Wow. This is more exciting
than
watching the balloons.
Thank you for having me. This has been a blast.
Well, thank you. You have a beautiful you, and whoever the hell you're sucking their dick, you have a great Thanksgiving. I hope that you get your bird stuffed in the proper way. I hope that you enjoy. I hope you have the greatest life ever. I hope you become the biggest thing in porn because you're one of the great ones.
Yeah.
One of the great ones.
Thank you, sweetheart.
And as I said, thank you. Oh, please call me sweetheart like I'm your stepson.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. It's so big.
I was going to say, am I bigger
than
dad?
So much bigger than daddy.
Oh, God.
So much harder than daddy's has ever been.
Okay. Oh, God. Okay. I'm going to come, gay.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm going to open your mouth, Mom. Here it comes. All right, so here we go. I hope that she's America's MILF forever. The one and only Gigi Dior, Gobblesgiving champion. Thank you very much,
terrific,
baby.
Gobble.
Oh, God, she's gobbling, Bill. She's gobbling. It's beautiful. Thank you.
Keep gobbling.
Oh, please. Suck that. Finish that guy off. He's already sitting there with a massive horn on.
I'll tell you.
All right, Gigi, thank you for being on the program, baby.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
You too.
Mwah! Bye, baby.
Mwah.
The one and only.
I'm having with you.
Yeah, you're right. Gigi Dior. God damn it. God.
Terrific.
Oh, God. She
great
was
girl.
That's why I knew.
Yeah.
When Lainey had, she was like, hey, you want Gigi Dior? After masturbating to her work, I saw that she had what is beyond potential, Joseph.
Yeah.
To bring us one of the greats.
It's very important to have somebody who has a good sense of humor.
Yes.
You know, and will go with the flow, you know.
We can have shitty Gobblesgivings.
Oh,
it's
we've
happened
had a
before.
Few, yeah.
With lame ones where someone would, like, not even have the cock in their mouth. And they
I
go,
don't
like,
know how to do this.
Or they make a noise and they go gobble, gobble.
Gobble.
Gobble, gobble. That's gobble. Not good. We need the penis in your mouth.
That's right.
Gobble,
that's
gobble. Right. Let me tell you. Grand champion.
This is no fool around thing. It's an Olympic event here.
God damn it. She's a gold medalist. Yeah, she's Gigi Dior's, and I thank her again.